I've heard so spoil mass so many times they all not named them that. Me tried to do according to what they named. They had no business name them spoke. You know him? Don't know Mr. Spokeman? Me neither. Wanna know him, but I met his boy the other day. And he gave me a card. I said, well, I said, that's a man I ain't never seen. I said, he done called to his name, spoke money, and I said, he's a spoke. And look at what ticker that boy did. And he gave me a card so I can find him when I come back to Abbeville.
Abbeville, Alabama?
That's what he said he got a sister over here. Said she's going to finish school this time. Said, spoke money was, I done hear talk of that man for years, and ain't never seen him. And he been living in a house. Right there, you know Mr. Red Pace, didn't
you?
Yeah. He married Red Pace's wife one time. He done quit her. He married another one time. He done quit her. He married another one. He quit her. Married another one. And he done a call. They ought not to name him spoke. And he gonna do what he's gonna do.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's ticket.
Now, where were you when you saw him?
The boy?
Yeah.
I was in Albia. Went over there with a analog. And he said that was his dad. I ain't never seen Mr. Spoke Money, but I know he's been around here. If I see him, I didn't know who he was. I don't see him. They say I don't see him, so I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Spoke Money.
Do you go over on the other side of the river much, ever?
I go over there sometime when I want to get meat, like chickens and stuff. I go over there. I'm going over there this month when I come back and get me some meat.
That's good that you got a freezer. I guess you get things.
What freezer? I ain't got nothing but a freezer there. It'll hold what I use.
Oh, I thought you had a freezer.
Mm-mm, but my sister said she got to send me one.
Where does your sister live?
In Miami.
That's right.
She said she got to send me one. The man told her as soon as you get one in, she got to send it. She may come and deal with me.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody but me and her.
She get along by herself alone?
I got some children down there. Yeah, she stay by herself. But
live in that big city all by herself?
Yeah, but the same folks live around. I got a boy go down there every night, my baby. He go down there to sleep by. She told that her child. So she had one boy. And the night they brought her out the hospital with that thing, I just had come out the hospital, you know, from being operated. They called him, and I went to the farm. They said for me to come and come at once, a boy had got killed. I said, Lord, the only reason I don't go. They said, don't you go down yonder. I said, honey, the only reason I don't go, and that's all the sister I got, and she ain't got but that one boy. God, I had to come in and tell me don't go. I said, come, I'm finna go. And I went. And she's having them down. Episode fit right behind one another, and I was standing up there, and she happened to look up. She said, ain't that Linda? I said, yeah, this me. And she ain't had now nothing that the whole time. She didn't have nobody to talk to. That's the way to be with that boy, or Mr. Henry McKinley. He won't have nobody to talk to if they carry him away from that where he know them folks. He won't have nobody to associate with. He don't know the other people. If he go stay with your pa, he don't know them people around there.
That's right.
He don't know them people. Man, stay where he at, just like your granddaddy said. Don't move him from there.
Mm-hmm.
Let him stay there. Don't get rid of the place long as he's there.
Yeah.
Man, stay there, don't move him. So he don't know them people, mister. He don't know them, and he ain't got nobody that he can go out and be consolation with. He can step right out the door there, and some of them because folks know him, he can say them. They know him and he know them. Let him see them.
What, now, when you were coming up, would y'all ever get together in the community? Would people ever have times where you could come together or anything like that?
Like meetings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.